Hey, hey, and welcome to Daddy Mojo. It's the podcast where we'll talk about parenting, all-age comic books, toys, and more. Now, here's your host, Trey Burley.
Without looking it up online, who were the Allied powers and who were the Central powers in World War I? Do you know? Yeah, that's a tough one for even adults to remember because it's gone down the way of the memory hole. So now if you're in middle school or upper elementary school, it's even harder for you because it's going to be the first or second time you've heard about it. This book and this graphic novel series is outstanding for many reasons. Nathan Hale's Hazardous Tales. This is book number 12 in the series, Above the Trenches. What this book does so well is it hammers down on the flying aces of World War I. And that's a tough thing because you're going within a bubble, within you're three bubbles in, because you're not even talking about the Allied or the Central Powers. You're talking about a certain fighting mechanism in World War I, and then you've got to figure out who's on what side. Above the Trenches does this very well because it anthropomorphizes each nation. So in other words, the Americans might be chickens, the English might be ducks, the Russians might be falcons or owls or something like that. It gives each nation state an animal so that you're not saying, okay, who's that person? What do they do? What side am I on? It's a way to make World War I and the Flying Aces relatable and understandable without having to use the glossary so much to say, oh, who was this guy? Yeah, now it makes perfect sense. Because World War I and the Flying Aces, it can be a complex matter because you say World War I Flying Ace and the Red Baron is the one that comes to mind for most people. And that's just because of that stupid song from Snoopy and Peanuts. This goes much beyond that because the Red Baron was only, what, 2 to 3 pages in Above the Trenches. The rest of it just focuses on the evolution of the airplane as a means of warfare, how it was done, and the machinations that were done on the ground as the ground learned to deal with these airplanes. It's fascinating. It's a great graphic novel. It's number 12 in the Hazardous Tales series, and each one in the series is really great. If you're not down with this series or you're not aware of it, check out any of them because it's got some on the Underground Railroad, it's got some on certain characters from history, and they're all written in such an entertaining way that it almost defies belief and it says, why doesn't every educator or social studies classroom in 5th through 8th grade have this? I don't know, it's a mystery, but now you can be above the curve. Please, it's a lot of fun. As you can tell, Nathan Hale's Hazardous Tales. It's nonfiction graphic novel fun. This is number 12 in the series. It's Above the Trenches, and it's going to be great for grades 5 through 12.
Thanks for listening to Daddy Mojo. Be sure to tune in next time. For more information on any of the things we talked about today, just check out the website, daddymojo.net, or hit us up at Daddy Mojo on social media.